You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Your Bibles today, the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1. Thank you for playing that, for singing that. And thank you, God's people, for being here today. Up in the balconies, we have a great crowd up there and a great crowd down below here. Looking forward to a great service tonight. I hope that you'll be right on time at 6 o'clock. Sunday nights are at 6 o'clock. Wednesday night at 6:30. If you'll remember that, right at 6 o'clock tonight, we look forward to our time together. Well, we're in the book of Joshua. I can remember in 1977. When I preached through this book on Sunday nights, when our church was very young, it was a positional book and where we were going and where we were trying to, what we were trying to accomplish. And today I don't go back to that message. I remember that message. You see the land in that message. You see the Lord in that message. You see the law in that message. You see the loyalty in that message. And you see the leaders of that chapter. But today we'll look at it a little bit differently, but very similar. Father, I thank you so very much for this precious word, the Bible. I thank you that it's true from beginning to the end. I thank you it's a book to guide our life. And on this morning, there are so many different needs. I could never meet them all. If I was going after souls, then I'd be missing the backslider. If I went going after another degree of people, I'd miss the next. There are people here that are heavy-hearted today. There are people that are lonely, that are very sad. There are people that are bewildered. There are people that are very encouraged. Things are going so well in their life and marriage and home. There are people that are backslidden and away from you. And there are marriages that are going to crumble and fall unless, God, you intervene and do something very special. There are people that are going to walk out of here lost. There are going to people walk out of here, they're born again. And so, God, I pray that you take the Word of God and plant it deep in our heart. Use it for thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, let's read in response of reading verse 2, you read, verse 3, I'll read. Ready, begin. Moses, my servant, is dead. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given to you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of this. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
Be strong.
Only be thou strong, very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do all according to the law, which Moses the servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded,
pass through the host, command the people, saying,
prepare you victuals, for within 3 days thou shalt pass over this Jordan, go to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth to you to possess it. and to the Reubenites and to the Gadites. Remember the word which Moses, thy servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, The Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, Lord hath given you brethren rest. He hath given you that they have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. And then shall you return unto the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave to you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, according as we hearken unto Moses, in all things we will hearken unto thee, only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. I am personally so very, very excited about 2025. I'm very excited about it. Politically, I am so happy with the election. I'm happy what I saw happen. I mean, you may not be, but you'll get over it. I'm very happy. I don't know what's going to happen, but I believe that I was told about 45 years ago from a preacher, he's with the Lord now, he said, you need to elect a president that has built something, and he needs to hire people in his cabinet that have built something. Because if you're just politically minded, you're a political servant of the people, but you don't know anything about business. You want to get people around you that have built something, have had to make the payroll, had to make the budgets. I'm very excited about the upcoming year. I know in 2025 there'll be difficulties, and I know there'll be things that I don't agree with, but I also know that it seems like there's a new wave blowing in America right now. It's a window of grace, Ezra chapter 9, verse number 5. It's a window of grace. I don't believe it's going to last. I believe it's because the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. And he's given us one last breath of air that we'll see as many people saved. For he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So I think it's going to be short-lived. But I do think it's going to be exciting politically. I'm excited about the new year because it's our 50th anniversary. 1975, we began over here in Sunnyvale, California at the mall, and that building has been torn down. There's a big mall there now, but that building is where we began to meet, and we met, and thank God for his goodness on our church. And then about 6 months later, we came over to Clyde Avenue, right over here, that we bought that. We began to rent that, rented it for the next year and a half, and rented that property, and everything we had was borrowed or given to us. We didn't have any songbooks that matched. The songbooks were Bethel Baptist Church, Berean Baptist Church, Calvary Baptist Church, and they were taped together, and they could have got a green one, or you got a red one, but they are all the same songs, but they were not new. The communion set we got three given to us, and none of them matched, none of them were organized, they could not work together, but we had three communion sets, and we had a building, and we rented that building. God was so good, and next year, 50 years together, that's hard to believe. That's hard to believe. And then there's going to be the front of the building project out front on the academic building, where we are going through the process of getting approval through the city. There are 15 committee meetings that you have to have, 15 different agencies that have to approve the front of this building. It's taken 2 years. 15 agencies. We're through number 14. And hopefully this week is number 15. And hopefully they'll tell us that, let's just get this permit and get it done. And by the grace of God, on July 13th, 2025. We're going to be torn up during pastor's conference, but that'll be okay. We'll have fences out there, but that'll be okay because we've got a new building coming. Thank God for that. And then there's the Service Santa Clara, the new ministry that we have in 2025. We are going to service this town. We are going to pray over every week, every single park in town. We'll have a family that's dedicated to all the many, 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 many parks that are dedicated to God's glory. And we'll have people praying over the city council. And we'll have people praying over the mayor's office. And we're proud that the mayor is coming to see us on our opening night of pastor's conference this year. And going to welcome our visitors for our 50th year. That'll be good for her. That'll be good for us. And we're excited about all that God's going to do in the city of Santa Clara. Every public school will be prayed over every week by a couple. And we're praying for those children. And every elementary school, every middle school, every high school will be prayed for. And every nursing home will be prayed for and worked on. Every servicing Santa Clara and the fire departments and the police departments, every single one will be prayed over. I'm looking forward to going to the city council. And every week when the city council is not in session, I would be kneeling out front of their offices praying that God would bless our city council with righteousness. I'm excited. I know it's a long introduction. I'm excited about 100,000 Bibles that we're going to give out to this city. We reached that goal again yesterday. 100,000 Bibles given away this year. I'm excited about next year to get 100,000 Bibles out, probably our 8th or 10th year in a run. I've been doing this. I'm excited about July the 13th, our 50th anniversary. It's going to be a special day. I'm excited about I Love My Church. That's coming up in February 16th. I'm excited about March the 2nd through the 5th. It's our annual pastors and workers conference. And we're looking forward to a great, great crowd. They're coming from literally around the world. They come from all throughout the United States. And so many are saying, I'm bringing my staff. I'm bringing people with the staff. I'm excited about the buckets on the 16th. All these things. And these are just a portion. Moses is dead now. Moses has been leading the children of Israel. And God has raised up Joshua. Joshua in chapter number 1, we read it. He's expressing to himself, to the people, what he has planned for the people. Now I'm speaking to you this subject on a great year. I want 2025 to be your greatest year. I don't want it to be just a casual year or just another year. I want it to be the greatest year of your life. My wife and I will fly to Chicago this week. She said about a month ago, she said, I believe my brother is going to be gone by next year at Christmas. He won't be with us. But God took him early. And God took him just this last week. I don't know if you're going to be burying loved ones this year. I know that we've had so many hospitalized right now. So many this very likely will be the very last day that one of our members that sits right here in the second row is going to be with us. We have others that this could be the last Christmas. We have folks in this room and you're young and yet it could be your last Christmas. But we need to plan and prepare like it's going to be the greatest year of our life. I want to speak to you this morning on a great year. And I want you to see with me, there's a promise that's made. That Joshua makes a promise to his people. And God makes a promise to Joshua. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and this people, unto the land which I do give them, even the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I've given you. As I said to Moses from the mountain, and see, this is nothing new. This is not war 1967. When they say, okay, we gave the Jews their land back. This is 1948. This isn't 1948. This is back to Moses' day. When God promised that Israel, this is going to be, and they kept losing the land. But God says the land is your land. And you're going to get this land. And he says in verse four, from the wilderness to this Lebanon, even the great river, the Hittites, the great sea going down to the sun shall be your coast. Then shall not any man stand before thee all the days. I want to make this a great year. How do we make it a great year? We claim Oak Street and Cedar Street and Pine Street and First Street and Second Street. And we claim every street in this city. That God has given us responsibility for this city. God's given the North Valley Baptist Church the responsibility of this city. We have the Silicon Valley, but our first and foremost for it is the city of Santa Clara. Our first bus route was Sunnyvale. It was Sunnyvale because we began in Sunnyvale. Our second bus route was Santa Clara. And our fifth bus route was Santa Clara. We have two bus routes that go to Santa Clara. Do you know this year, if you're a bus captain of Santa Clara, I want you to think about reaching your city, reaching your area, reaching it more than ever before we've ever reached it in the past. I want you to consider your bus route. I want you to consider your Sunday school class. I want you to consider everything that you do in life, that every place the foot of your soul shall tread upon, that I have given unto thee. But not only do I find a promise, I find there's a person. Look what the Bible says. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee. All the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong of good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide an inheritance to the land which I swear to their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest do to do all that is in the law. There's a promise, there's a person. Look at verse number 9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. God's word says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You want a great year? You're going to have to keep God back in your life. It all has to be of God. Everything of God. Your marriage in this room today, please listen to me, your marriage will not survive without God being preeminent. It will not survive. You say, I don't care. You say, well, it's going on. It's going on for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20, 25, 30, whatever. It won't survive without God. It will not survive without God. The wheels have come off. You'll have to have God in your marriage. You'll have to have God in your home. You have to have God raising your children. You have to have God in your business. Say, well, I'm so smart, I don't need God. No, every person here needs God. For without me, God's word says, ye shall do, you can do nothing. Nothing. Today, I find that Joshua said, I want you to have a good new beginning with me. I want you to have a beginning that God wants for you to have. Moses did all this, but now there's a promise. And all this land belongs to you. Every place your foot shall tread upon, that I have given you. Oh, may we leave here today with a desire for Santa Clara. We don't have to think about Boston, and I think we can think about, but that's not our priority. Most of us have never been to Boston. Most of us have never been to New York City. Most of us have never been to downtown Chicago or Orlando. But we're living here. God has us in this city. God has us living here. And if you don't live in this city, there's other cities. God has you having church here. Oh, how we need to promise that God has given us this land, and we need a person that God Almighty, He's in charge. But then I find there's a plan. The book of the law, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. This book, God's plan is the Bible. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Thou mayest observe to do all that is according to written therein. Then shalt thou make thy way prosperous. Then shalt thou have good success. God wants us to meditate on the Bible.
Yes.
To meditate is like the cow's 9 stomachs, is what meditation is all about. Meditation is where the cow eats from the grass and digests it in stomach 1. Then he... sound very gross. He regurgitates it up and chews it and moves to the 2nd stomach and the 3rd and the 4th. And he just keeps bringing it back up and bring. And that's what God's word says to do.
Right.
Just keep bringing it up. This morning in your life, are you bringing up the Bible?
Yeah.
Are you bringing it up for every situation?
Yeah.
Are you letting God speak to you through his word, the Bible? Thou shalt meditate thereon, then shalt thou have good success. So good success does not come without the Bible. You might have a temporary success, but you will not have a permanent success. Good success comes from the Word of God. That we sing about the B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. But not only do I find there's a promise, and I find there's a person. I find there's a plan. It's the Bible. But I find there's people. Look what the Bible says in verse 14. Your wives, your little ones, your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of Jordan, but ye shall not pass before your brethren, armed all the mighty men of valor, and help them. Until the Lord given your brethren rest that he had given you, and they have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them, then shalt thou return to the land of your possession and enjoy it. Verse number 16, and they answered Joshua, the people answered Joshua, and all that thou commandest to do, we will do. Whether thou sendest, we will go. As we hearken to Moses in all things, so we'll hearken to thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. Whosoever he is that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken to thy words, and him shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. These people were totally involved. You want to have a good year? You're going to have to be totally immersed in the things of God. You're going to have to eat, drink, sleep God. You're going to have to eat, drink, sleep his church. You're going to have to eat, drink, sleep this church. You're going to have to eat, drink, sleep Santa Clara. You're going to have to eat, drink, sleep San Jose, Milpitas. You're going to have to eat, drink, sleep Campbell. You're going to have to eat, drink, and sleep Sunnyvale and Mount View and Palo Alto and this region and the regions beyond. Why? Because God has given us a commission. And that commission is in this last attempt, these next 4 years, if our Lord should tarry. 4 years, which I doubt if he will. But in these 4 years, we've got to take this window of grace.
Amen.
And take it as an opportunity that God has done something politically.
Yes.
Now let's not blow it religiously.
Yeah.
Let's not let it fly by and say, we dodged a bullet there, didn't we? We dodged a real bullet there. But now we've dodged the bullet, let's just rest. No, child of God, this church has never rested. I recall looking back through the years how that we came on that first Sunday so many years ago. We owned nothing. We owned nothing. Not a thing. We didn't own a typewriter. And I remember going out here to Los Gatos stationery store, and I bought a used typewriter. I think it was $40. Olympia. It was electric. I'm talking about, Brian, it was electric. I'm talking about, it was manual in college, but this thing was electric. Oh my goodness. I remember not owning a typewriter. I remember not owning a building. A church in town said that we're going to sell the building on a Saturday evening about 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock. A realtor came in and I said, "What are you doing here?" And she said, "I'm showing the building. It's for sale." I said, "It's not for sale. We're renting it." She goes, "Here, it's in the paper. It's for sale." I called the pastor of that church. He's home with the Lord. He was a good man. He got saved as a result of a lady in our church many, many years ago preaching and speaking, and he got saved. And I'll never forget that. But I said, "You know," and I called his name. I said, "Pastor, they said the building's for sale." "It is." I said, "We're going to buy it." He said, "Meet me over here at First Street. On Monday morning, we'll talk about it." I met him at First Street, and I said, "We're going to," they tore that building down. I think we had pancakes that day, if I remember. And I said, I want to buy that building." He said, "Well, we're selling it. I'll give you 30 days. 30 days. I said, "I don't have 30 days. And I went to banker after banker, and everyone said, "No, no, no." And God opened up the door for us to buy it. You know, that's just the beginning. And since that day, God has provided miracle after miracle after miracle. God has done it. And God could do it again in your life. If you want a great year, you're going to have to remember God's promise. Whatever His promise is to you, claim every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. Claim the promises of God. "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." Claim the promises of God, that for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Claim the promises of God in this book. Our Father, this morning we're so very grateful for the upcoming year, and we're very excited about 2025. I'm looking forward to a great year. I know there'll be deathbeds. I know there'll be sorrow. I know there'll be disappointment. I pray for that man that's thinking about walking out of this marriage, or that wife that's thinking about walking out. God, spare them. May they make good decisions, right decisions. Perhaps there's no children, perhaps there are children, but regardless what it is, help them to realize they made a vow. And I pray they fall back in love with one another as He did so many days and weeks and months and years ago. I pray, God, that You would restore the backslider today. That 2025 would be the very best year of our lives. I pray for the Christian that loves Thee. This is the last year they'll be alive. Help them to realize that whatever they're going to do for Christ, they need to do it now. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. I wonder, are you sure? Are you absolutely sure you're saved? Are you sure you're saved? With our heads bowed and eyes closed, I can lift my hand. I know I'm saved. Would you just lift your hand right now? I know I'm saved. I'm positive I'm saved. You may put them down. Now, many hands were not raised. Say, Pastor, include me in closing prayer. I want to be saved. Include me in prayer. I'll not include your name, but I'll include you. Who else? Who would lift your hand and say, Pastor, include me. I need to be saved. I know I need to be saved. God needs to save my soul. Our Father, you've seen the hearts, the hands of the people. You know who needs to be saved and who does not need to be saved. You know who needs to have this year be a record-breaking year in every area. You know the teenager that's here that's really wondering what this is all about. And is it true? You know the Christian, the teenager that's battling the flesh. You know the Christian teenager that wants to do right and then wants to do wrong. God, speak to their hearts today on these closing hours of 2024 as we prepare for 2025. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Would you give God your very best in 25?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.